A major winter storm will be impacting the upper portions of the U.S. Midwest today and tomorrow. It's likely to leave its mark behind for a while. In fact, soil moisture will be improved greatly across the region, which is something that area needs desperately after months of below-average precipitation. The storm is getting underway already this morning, and it is going to become a fairly significant event by this afternoon, and overnight tonight will be when the storm reaches its peak intensity. Blizzard conditions will likely evolve across the eastern Dakotas into Minnesota and parts of northern Wisconsin. And just to the south of this region, there's going to be some heavy sleet and freezing rain, and perhaps a little bit of rainfall as well. The moisture totals on the storm system in the upper Midwest are likely to run from 3 to 9 tenths of an inch. We'll probably see some local totals getting upwards between an inch and a third and an inch and a half. And the precipitation will probably be heaviest in the areas that get the freezing rain and sleet. And that means probably the interior central portions of Minnesota will probably be favored, along with maybe a small part of southeastern South Dakota. The greatest snows will be to the north and west of this. We'll look for that to occur from central and northeastern portions of South Dakota and southeastern North Dakota into the interior portions of northern Minnesota. Snowfall in this region will run from 4 to 10 inches generally, but there will be a wide band of 10 to 15 inch totals that will occur across the region. Travel across the area is going to be horrendous, so late this afternoon, overnight tonight, and early tomorrow, and there will be blizzard conditions evolving. We'll look for wind speeds to be sustained at 20 to 30 miles per hour, and some gusts getting upwards to 40 miles per hour during the peak of the storm, which will occur overnight tonight and early tomorrow morning. In the meantime, some of the storm system will likely impact the lower and eastern Midwest. We'll likely see rain and thunderstorms across those areas. The majority of the precipitation will be light from Kansas into parts of Illinois, but should get heavier again from Kentucky into parts of Ohio. Some of those areas will likely see more than an inch of moisture, although Kentucky will be by far more favored than any other Midwestern state. The system will get out of the way fairly swiftly, but obviously its impact will be impressive for a 24-hour period. The storm will likely be followed by another cool front and some additional precipitation will pass through the Midwest. That particular frontal boundary is not likely to have much impact on the Midwest, although some light amounts of precipitation will move from west to east through the region, and that's likely to result in some additional precipitation that will vary upwards to around 1/15 of an inch in the northwestern part of the Midwest, while amounts in the heart of the region from Missouri into Michigan and points eastward to Ohio will probably run anywhere from a couple of tenths upwards to 3/4 inch. There will be a few strong to severe thunderstorms in the Tennessee River Basin and parts of the southeastern states in association with that same storm system. We may see our first outbreak of severe weather for the season in that particular area. The temperatures across the Midwest are expected to not change too much over the next few days, even though we've got all this storminess that's impacting the region. Highs over the next several days will likely be in the 20s and 30s in the far northwestern part of the region, while readings in the southeast are going to be a bit warmer, in fact, almost balmy for this time of the year with some 50 and 60 degree temperatures. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me at all to see some 70 degree readings occurring on the south side of the Ohio River tomorrow afternoon. The temperatures otherwise will be mostly 50s and 60s in the southeast part of the region, while those 20s and 30s occur in the northwest. And our low temperatures at night will likely slip back into the teens and 20s in the far northwestern part of the Midwest, and we'll likely see most other areas experience 20 and 30 degree lows. Our warmest conditions will continue near and south of the Ohio River, where there is likely to be some areas that stay above freezing all the way through the rest of this work week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.